When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
There's a fine line when you go out on a date between being too honest and being not honest enough. And sometimes you get in the conversation of past girlfriends and boyfriends. Even on a first date, it happens. Yeah. Normally, the correct response is just to glance at it and be like, yeah, you know, I just broke up 6 months ago. They were a jerk. I never talked to them again or something like that. But some people get way too in-depth.
No.
Sort of like Natalie did on her first date. Right, Natalie?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Natalie.
Tell us, first of all, about the guy that you went out with, Kevin. Where'd you meet him?
Kevin and I met at a bar, and I was infatuated. Super cute, like, so handsome. So I was like, yeah, I'll go on a date with you.
Your email said that you guys got into a conversation about your past relationships, and you feel like you overshared.
Yeah. So I don't know who brought it up or what, but we were talking about, oh, when was your last relationship? And he was like 3 months ago. And I was like, you know what? I really like this guy. Let me be totally honest. Mm-hmm. And I said that I actually am currently kind of in a relationship. It's just a physical thing. It's really not something serious.
Like, hold on, you told him that you were hooking up with somebody else.
Yeah, like we're hooking up. That I don't really consider that a relationship.
You can see how that would be a little too much information, though, right?
At the time, I didn't, and then now I'm realizing, especially once things kind of went sour after that.
Yeah.
I'm realizing.
Yeah, Natalie, I feel like the only reason to maybe bring up an ex would be to quickly brush by, like, you know, a past fact about yourself,
yeah.
But that's not actually going to help you get to know each other. Yeah, hey, I'm hooking up with somebody right now.
What did he do when you told him that?
He didn't seem too happy about it, obviously.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes we learn our mistakes after they happen. And when the waitress came by, he didn't ask for another drink. He asked for the check.
Ooh, oh, so he was over at that point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much he gave me a half-hearted hug towards the end, and I asked him if everything was okay, and he was like, yeah, like, I'll, you know, talk to you soon, bye.
You understand why he's not calling you back,
yeah,
though.
It's obvious.
You get it, right?
I get it. Unfortunately, I didn't get it until the words were already out of my mouth, but yeah, I know.
When they dropped the check off, were you like, oh, good, I'm glad you got the check, I gotta go meet up with that other dude real quick, You know, we have our...
I know. I should have just made a joke of it because that would have just made it even better.
No.
All jokes aside, I just really wanted to be totally, completely honest because I think that's the best way to start a relationship.
Yeah, that I feel like...
No.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Lydia. Lydia's always the person who's like, oh, you got to be truthful and everything else. And I'm like, whatever, not really. But this is one of those things where you probably... Ignorance is kind of bliss. Like, you're just starting off a relationship. You don't need to tell him that you're hooking up with someone else. He never has to know.
Exactly. I mean, there's a line between honesty and just, like, you know, omitting things. Keeping them to ourselves until a later date or forever.
Yes.
For me, it's just I hate lying. I mean, maybe you guys like to lie and admit stuff, but that's not my style. That's not how I work.
All right, so you already know why he's not calling you back. You just want us to call him and try to convince him to go out with you again?
Well, yeah. I mean, I want you to help me find out if, say, this other guy wasn't in the picture, if he'd be interested in going out again.
Okay. But are you still hooking up with the other guy?
Of course, I haven't officially ended, but no, I haven't seen him. Because, like, I want to make sure he's on board before I go and end something.
Well, yeah. You want to make sure you got another star player before you throw that one on the bench. I know how it is. All right. We'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
This is a first in really show history. I've never heard Lydia Cruz say that it's okay to lie until today. Until today's second date update.
I said omit. Omit.
All right. Okay. One person's omit could be another person's lie.
Are you really going to go into a first date and tell him your life story? I don't think so.
Natalie's on the phone with us right now. She emailed us for a second date update. She made a mistake on her first date.
Big one.
They were talking about past relationships, just kind of like, hey, what's your dating history? He was like, oh, yeah, you know, was dating this girl for about 3 months ago. And she was like, hey, I'm still sleeping with a guy.
Yeah, overshare.
That's a quick synopsis of their conversation. And the guy was obviously not happy about that. So he asked for the bill, and she hasn't heard from him since. Natalie, are you about ready to give Kevin a call?
I want him to know that, like, I will 100% end things with that hookup for him because that's how much I like him.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice of you.
I still don't think that's going to work.
All right. Well, we're going to call him right now, see if we can get him on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Is this Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning on Moving 92.5.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Why are you calling me?
I'm calling you because you recently went out on a date with one of our listeners, and they desperately wanted to get a hold of you. And you haven't been answering their phone calls, so they emailed us and asked us to give you a call.
Natalie, right?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's exactly who it was. Natalie told us about your date, and she really liked you, and she would love to go out again. Is there a specific reason that you're not interested?
You know, it's not that I'm not interested. It's just that they didn't go so well.
Do you mean her divulging the information that she was still sleeping with somebody else?
Because
for me,
I told you about that.
Yeah, for me, that would make a date go sour in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I haven't called her back because I just, I don't know, I've been feeling kind of guilty about stuff.
What have you been feeling guilty about?
I mean, I wasn't completely honest when we were talking about past relationships, and then I felt like the opportunity passed to come clean about it. So I just
come clean about your past relationship.
No. I said that my last relationship was 3 months ago, but I omitted the fact that I'm actually hooking up with somebody on the side.
So she told you that she's been hooking up with a dude, and you've been hooking up with people too, but you didn't say anything about it.
Right. Well, it's not something I really, felt like it was, I don't know.
I'm on your side. I would not bring that up on a first date either. I don't know why she did.
Right. And then suddenly it just felt incredibly awkward, and I wanted to get out of there.
I know you didn't tell her that night that was going on, but why don't you just tell her right now? Because she's on the other line listening.
Oops, did we omit that?
Yeah, sorry about that. Natalie is actually on the phone with us. Natalie?
Are you kidding me? I felt like such a jerk. I felt like I did something wrong. You made me feel so guilty in what I had said, and come to find out, you're in the same exact position as I am.
Well, I mean, listen, it wasn't my intention to make you feel bad or guilty. I just sort of felt like I couldn't talk about it. I just felt like then I looked like a liar because I said one thing and then...
You are a liar.
I'm not a liar.
I mean, I had already mentioned that I had a hookup. It would have been a perfect time for you to be like, well, actually, you know what? Me too. I mean, if we're going to be totally honest here, because I think that's really what's important in relationships. And God, what a surprise.
I mean, I don't feel like that's really first date material. I mean, you know, if the date had gone well, and, you know, then
okay,
maybe we can
the
talk
rules
about it.
Can be made up. They can be changed. Why do you have to follow what everybody else does and do what do and be your honest self? But apparently that's not possible for you. This is such a disappointment to me.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, you sound a little high and mighty to me, actually. I mean,
I feel like, Kevin, I feel like you're making up the fact that you were hooking up with someone just to, like, be like, yeah, well, I mean, whatever.
Well, in fact, not just one person. I'm actually, I mean, I've got a couple.
Oh, it gets better.
Yeah, now it's like five people.
Are you kidding me?
No, but I mean, I'm single right now. Why? I mean, and if, you know, if it started getting serious, then I would stop seeing the other people, but that's what you do when you're single. I don't understand what the problem is.
Exactly. Am I not a good enough person to drop those other hooks? You're like, you know what? I actually am done with this because, nope, you're not worth dropping the other ones for, so let me get out of here quick.
Ooh. Wait, whoa. Why are you getting, like, taking this so seriously? I mean, it's just,
I would take it seriously.
What if we do this? What if we send you out on a double date? I will pay for it. Both you guys go out and bring your hookups. All you guys.
I don't think they'd like each other.
No? Oh, all right.
That's a terrible idea.
Let me ask you this then. Will you go out on a second date with her? We will pay for it. You guys can talk about all the people that you're hooking up with. Would you do it?
I mean, I would. I mean, I guess now that everything's out in the open, I totally would.
Okay. Natalie, do you want to go out with Kevin again?
No.
Oh,
no?
What?
No.
Yeah, but you realize he was doing the same thing that he just didn't tell you on the first date. He was doing the same thing you were doing.
Yeah, but, like, it feels like he's just f***ing around.
Oh. And what are you doing exactly?
Sure, I hook up with this guy, but for you, it seems like you got a plethora of hookups, and I just don't want to be another one in the pile. I'm looking for something a little more serious than that.
Kevin, would you be willing to drop the girls that you're hooking up with to go out with Natalie?
At this point, no.
Yeah, I can already tell in the hesitation in your voice. Not a chance. All right, well, Natalie, I'm sorry you did not get a second date, but at least you got your answer.
Yeah.
Before I let you guys go, I feel I should be honest with you. I've been doing second date updates with lots of other people throughout this whole thing.
Jubal, you dog.
Oh, my God.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Get jazzy on. The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.